from the campus of Illinois State University on WGLT Normal. It's Radio Munson every Thursday night. Check out, my calendar says it's Thursday night. I think I'm right on that, am I not? That's Phil Markowitz playing piano. He plays piano for saxophonist Bob Mincer's big band. And they got together with Roger Rosenberg, who plays baritone saxophone, and did Mincer's arrangement of Basie's 1 o'clock jump. Bob Mincer's band and the 1 o'clock jump recorded in Pittsburgh. And that was a good treatment of Basie. And Mincer did the arrangement, of course, of Basie's classic 1 o'clock jump. Played something by the Clayton Hamilton. Actually, it was just by Jeff Hamilton, I guess, a little earlier. Jeff Hamilton playing drums, great drummer. He and the Clayton brothers put together a band called the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. And John Pizzarelli did an album with those guys. John, who plays great guitar, brought his dad in, Bucky Pizzarelli, to play guitar on one track. And I thought I'd play that one here this evening with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. It's the Pizzarelli Boys.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time. Sit back and let it happen. No need to race. I think it's all just falling into place. So let's start getting cozy. Oh, the future's looking rosy. Those bells are bound to chime. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Every time. Yeah.
That's a great treatment of that song. A great song. Alan and Marilyn Bergman wrote Nice and Easy, and John Hamilton, who played bass in that recording, arranged it for the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and John Pizzarelli, with Bucky Pizzarelli also playing guitar. On Radio Munson, I'm going to take you back for a recording from 1936. The pianist is Teddy Wilson, and he always had a great band. Features Harry Carney playing baritone saxophone and Johnny Hodges on alto and the great trumpeter Jonah Jones. And the singer is Lady Day, Billie Holiday.
Words that told you what my heart meant.
Billie Holiday in 1936, and Jonah Jones was the guy playing that open trumpet. He was he was not the only one by any stretch of the imagination, but he was one of those trumpeters who was favorably compared to Louis Armstrong, who was sort of the gold standard, of course. And he did play an open trumpet, much like Louis did, and he had a gravel voice. He'd sing every once in a while. Jonah Jones was doing a little studio work there with Billie Holiday in 1936. When he was not in New York, he was out traveling with Cab Calloway's band, one of the great black bands, maybe the greatest of the black bands, that was touring the country in the mid to late 1930s. Jonah Jones didn't disappear completely, but he receded from public consciousness for a while in the late 1940s and into the 1950s. But he came roaring back in 1957 with a quartet, just a quartet. Dave Cavanaugh, one of the Capitol Records producers, had convinced him to do several things, to get a good mute for his trumpet and use the mute more, to do some shuffle beat type arrangements, just pick up the tempo a little bit, and to do it in a quartet style. And I'll be darned if it didn't work. Jonah Jones sold 18 albums for Capitol Records from 1957 to 1963. They always said that the first album they did was the one that set the pace and had all those ingredients that Dave Cavanaugh wanted when Jonah Jones did On the Street Where You Live. As Jonah Jones, he sold a heck of a lot of records for Capitol Records, recorded in their tower there at Hollywood and Vine. I'm Don Munson, the program's Radio Munson, and we're here till 9 o'clock on this Thursday evening. Here's something Bette Midler did. It was a song that Nat Cole had recorded back in the early 50s, and Bette Midler recorded it for a motion picture called That Old Feeling. Remember that motion picture? It hasn't been that many years ago. Tommy Flanagan came into the studio to play piano for Bette.
I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way, somewhere along.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
This is Bree Lohr from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. The Illinois Elementary School Association softball state finals will be held at Champion Fields in Normal on Friday and Saturday. Also on Friday and Saturday, the Illinois District Barbershop Harmony Society fall competition will be held at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Also on Saturday in Uptown Normal is the Uptown Block Party. 50 vendors will be on Buford Street to provide lots of exciting, fun play activities. Miller Park Zoo Zoo Doo will take place on Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Zoo and Miller Park Pavilion. And on Saturday, Medici Oktoberfest will be held from 2 until 10 p.m. in Uptown Normal. For more information on these events or to submit your own event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website at visitbn.org.
There's a song Neil Hefti wrote called Dinner with My Friends. It's fashionably late, but it's okay. I mean, if we're ready to sit down to dinner. I always figure this is a little bit of a post-dinner session with my friends here on Radio Munson on Thursday nights. Frank Capp, the drummer, with his band featuring a couple of great tenor saxophonists, Ricky Woodard and Pete Chrisleib. And Bob Summers was the guy playing trumpet. And, of course, Neil Hefti, in addition to writing it, he was the arranger. Neil Hefti also had his own band record with Della Reese one time. It must have been early 1960s. And Della Reese was an aspiring singer and was just enough out of the ordinary to be really popular for a while, selling a lot of records. And Neil Hefti arranged an old standard for Della.
I've got the blues. I feel so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. Lord knows it would surely be grand. I'm gonna telegraph you, baby, and ask you, won't you please come home? 'Cause when you're gone, I'm all for lost. Won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. And every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Tried and tried in vain. Never no more. Never to call your name. When you left, you know you broke my heart. I guess it's 'cause I thought we'd never part. But each and every hour of the day, you can. Won't you please come home? I want my daddy, baby. Baby, won't you please come home?
Della Reese, arranger Neil Hefti and his band. Here's another wonderful arranger, played piano every once in a while, Marty Paich. Was the guy's name. And he had some of these hip guys from the left coast playing in his band. Most notably, here in the track, I'm going to play Jack Sheldon on trumpet. And, gosh, it was Bud Shank, the alto saxophonist. Mel Lewis was his drummer. And he played a little piano, Marty Paich did. They did an album with Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis's handlers were a little frustrated by the mid-1960s because Sammy was doing Broadway stuff, he was doing pop stuff, he was trying to be Mr. Cool, and he just wasn't focused. And so they got him focused to do a jazz album with Marty Paich arrangements and some of his players. And it was called The Wham of Sam. I mean, it hit you like wham. It was just a wonderful album. Here's a track from that album.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne and sparkling champagne, let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze, let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Some sparkling champagne. Let there be the birds that keep on singing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, first of all,
Sammy Davis Jr. and Marty Paich and his Dectet from, I forget what year it was, in the 1960s. Here on Radio Munson. Well, I don't have all the answers. that's why we have phones. You can look stuff up. Well, what do we do? You know, I was looking at the old calendar on the wall, and it's just right next to the old clock on the wall, which is creeping toward 9 o'clock, only have a half hour to go before that happens. But we're getting pretty close to fall. I played a vocal version of Early Autumn about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I know I was pushing the season just a little bit, but it was Marlene Verplank who did Johnny Mercer's lyrics to Early Autumn. And a listener emailed me. My email address, by the way, is don@wglt.org, and said, what was that? Because he said, I really like the chord changes in that thing. And I told him it was Early Autumn, which was written by Ralph Burns, who did a lot of writing for Woody Herman's band, his Second Herd, in 1948. Woody had Zoot Sims playing tenor saxophone, Serge Chaloff on baritone sax, Terry Gibbs playing vibes, and of course Woody was playing clarinet. And Early Autumn, which they recorded in 1948, featured Stan Getz on tenor saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Getz with the Woody Herman's Band and Early Autumn. That's a great song for this time of year. We're getting some leaves down now. They're not coming down in droves, but they're coming down. We're here till 9 o'clock, and then evening jazz keeps on cooking after a news update at the top of the hour from NPR. It's Radio Munson in the meantime. Enjoy doing this. Here's a group of four sisters, Anne, Jean, Peggy, and Mary Clark, who sang with Tommy Dorsey's band, and they called themselves the Sentimentalists. And at some point, they decided to leave the band, go out on their own, and as the Sentimentalists. And when they announced their intention, Tommy said, "Wait a minute, I own that name, the Sentimentalists. You can't call yourselves that. You're going to have to call yourself something else." So they said, "What the heck, we'll just call ourselves the Clark Sisters." And they did a couple of great albums together, still sounding like the Sentimentalists with Dorsey. Here they are with an old Bunny Berrigan song featuring Frank Floyd, who played vibes with Bud Dance Orchestra.
Today's programming is made possible in part by GLT Day sponsor Jim Carter, who is celebrating the completion of his eighth decade and heading off towards the ninth. His wife Diane is cheering him on. Jim and Diane have been supporting public radio for at least 3 decades and congratulate GLT on its 50th anniversary. To learn how you can become a day sponsor, call 309-438-8910 or go to WGLT.org.
Trumpeter Harry James tinkered a little bit with Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump. And when Harry James did it, called it the 2 o'clock jump. And Buddy Rich was playing drums by the time Harry recorded this version of the song he wrote. And it featured Harry's trumpet, of course, but Doug Parker was a guy playing piano. Neil Hefti did the arrangement. On Radio Munson, we're weaving our way through a nice evening, Thursday evening, here on Radio Munson, was something from Dinah Washington.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Go on and throw in undependable too. Well, do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not clever, baby, I just adore you. Go on and call me unpredictable. T tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows, I'm inclined to pursue. Ooh, go on and call me. Yeah, irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably.
Dinah Washington, and you know, that was also, that recording was also in the that same movie, That Old Feeling, that Bette Midler's song from a little while back was in. It was a great, Bette Midler starred in that movie, did she not? I forget who the male star was right now. Here's a very familiar sound, if you like New Orleans music. Belongs to Dr. John playing piano. He's doing a great old standard song.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. How does I do? I need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things. But your lips deny their truth. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you're gonna leave me. Saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, don't you know you grieve me? It's all my life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. I'm afraid someday you're gonna leave me. Saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you're gonna grieve me. All my life on you depends. am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Mac Rebenek always calls himself Dr. John, and they know him in New Orleans. Well, we know him nationwide now. Playing that piano and singing, that's a great old song. That was John Clayton's arrangement, and John played bass with Jeff Hamilton on drums, and Phil Upchurch was the guy who was playing guitar behind Dr. John. Here on Radio Munson with a nice weather outlook here for the next couple of 3 days. Hope you enjoy the great pre-fall weather here in central Illinois. Here's Ray Anthony's band featuring that distinctive trumpet of Ray Anthony and Neil Hefti's song called Girl Talk. The Horn of Ray Anthony and Girl Talk. Neil Hefti wrote that song. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Played something with the Sentimentalists a little while ago. They were the vocal group with Tommy Dorsey, and he wanted to keep the name when the girls left, so they called themselves the Clark Sisters after that. And they were the ones who were doing I Can't Get Started a few minutes ago. When Dorsey got around to it, he hired a replacement vocal group called the Pied Pipers, featuring Joe Stafford as their lead singer. And they did okay for themselves. They had left Tommy Dorsey by the end of the Second World War, And in the summer of 1946, they had the number one song in the country for much of the summer of 1946. Johnny Mercer, the great lyricist, also composed the song. It was this one.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Smoke rings rise in the air. You find your share of memories there. So dream when the day.
Times were a lot better by 1946. People could afford to pop a nickel into the jukebox and hear the Pied Pipers with a number one song in the United States. Well, we've gone mellow on you here, the second hour of Radio Munson this evening. So we'll close with Glenn Miller's great theme song, Moonlight Serenade. On WGLT, Normal, a service of Illinois State University. Thanks for listening to Radio Munson tonight, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Thursday night from the campus of Illinois State University.